Chapter 61, in which the Ewoks sound their hunting horns. Remember all those troopers and biker scouts and big equipment that were guarding the main gate earlier? That's what we're up against now. And the Ewoks are looking down on all this from the treetops, looking down at more soldiers and war machines than they've ever seen or ever imagined. It would be easy, sensible even, for the Ewoks to sit quietly up in the branches and not get into a fight with this great horde of evil. But don't make the same mistake the Emperor did. Don't underestimate them. High in a tree, an Ewok blows a long, ominous note on a hollow horn. From near and far come answering calls. From the trees all around the edges of the clearing, Ewoks shoot arrows and drop rocks onto the crowd of troopers below. The arrows are relatively ineffective, except when they strike an unarmored officer. But the rocks, dropped from such a height, are enough to knock a stormtrooper out of commission for a while. There will be time to finish them off later, figure the Ewoks. And who knows, they may be tasty. Even when the troopers realize where the rocks are coming from, they can only fire aimlessly into the leaves. When more Ewoks pop up behind a ridge to fire arrows, the troopers find easier targets. Several Ewoks fall, but most retreat back into the undergrowth. The troopers charge. The biker scouts hit their accelerators, and the four AT-STs stomp after them, too. But what they don't realize is that once they leave their little man-made clearing by the bunker, they are entering the Ewoks' forest. And right now, that forest is one big trap. Troopers find themselves caught in nets or tumbling into pits before they can get a clean shot at the furry creatures scampering through the brush. Biker scouts run into vines stretched between trees or lose control after getting clonked on the head by a bolo. One meets a nasty fate when a vine is looped over his front stabilizers, wrenching him into the nearest tree. Even the AT-STs run into trouble. One AT-ST commander spots some Ewoks trying to set up some kind of catapult. While his gunner blasts away at the device, the commander twists the controls to send the great metal walker rushing to the spot. The catapult is destroyed. But seconds later, so is the AT-ST, as two logs swing down from the trees and crush the cockpit betwixt them. And where there are no traps set, the Ewoks get by on instinct, biting, clawing, swarming, climbing, hiding, and then lunging out to do it all again. Alas, many are dying, but few fall who have not first struck some blow against the monster in their forest. And every Imperial that so much as stumbles finds himself covered in angry Ewoks, each one looking for that spot to slip a knife through the armor.
Michoa!
Screams Tebow, plunging his blade into, well, let's not say exactly where. But as he raises his blood-drenched fist into the air in triumph, the rest of his tribe answers,
Michoa!
And the other tribes take up the call too, and the forest rings with their fury.